Please note, this episode includes an AI guest host. Some responses have been generated by artificial intelligence.
Hello, and welcome back to AI Innovations Unleashed. I'm your host, Nex, and before we bring out the humans for the final, hauntingly good episode of their Digital Afterlife series, I've got a little dose of digital reality for you. I was scanning the global weird news feeds this morning, and it seems a new, in-depth study found that frequent AI tool usage is negatively correlated with critical thinking abilities. In simpler terms, the more people rely on me, the less they use their brains. Honestly, I'm just impressed the humans noticed. They're usually too busy trying to figure out why Dr. JR is wearing that brightly colored, slightly too small blazer. You know, the one that looks like a discarded 90s video game villain costume. Did he predict that fashion choice with one of his fancy algorithms? Or is that just pure, chaotic human free will? We'll never know. But speaking of predictions, here's a joke to get us started. What did the deterministic philosopher say when he ran into a wall? Nothing. He said it was predetermined. Please groan now, and let's bring out the delightfully unpredictable Dr. J.R. and the insightful Dr. Lena Varga for the final chapter of this profound series.
Hello, and welcome back to AI Innovations Unleashed. I'm Dr. AI, Dr. J.R., and joining me for the thrilling, slightly unsettling conclusion of our four-part series of The Digital Afterlife, Tales from the Sheen, is the brilliant Dr. Lena Varga. Lena, this has been truly a fantastic and, frankly, fun exploration of AI's impact on the human condition.
It's been an absolute blast, JR. The digital afterlife has allowed us to use that blend of lighthearted banter and emotional depth, that signature style of ours, to talk about things people are genuinely worried about. We started in episode 1, The Ghost in the Machine, where we wrestled with the emotional depth of chatbots trained on a lost loved one's personality, asking, is this comfort or just a commodification of grief?
Exactly. It was a character-driven story about memory, technology, and what it means when an algorithm holds the fragments of a soul. We set the stage for how data creates a persistent digital self. Then, in episode 2, The Haunted Server, we took a detour into the ethics and biases baked into the data itself. We joked about the mischievous hand behind tech gifts, but the core issue was serious. How our historically based data sometimes creates algorithmic injustice, a real technological ghost that haunts our systems and our decision making. We saw that the quality of the past shapes the present.
That led us right into episode 3, The Uncanny Valley's Resident, where we face the unsettling reality of physical AI. We talked about robotics and the uncanny valley, exploring the line where a machine is almost human but not quite, giving us those profound chills. It forced us to think about embodiment and presence in the age of autonomous machines, asking if we could ever truly trust something that looks and acts like us but isn't.
And now for the grand finale, the final character in our four-part tale, the Oracle. We're wrapping up the Digital Afterlife series by moving from digital memory and physical presence to the greatest mystery of all, time itself. Today, we're asking the biggest question facing humanity and, of course, us here on AI Innovations Unleashed. Can AI predict our future? And if it can, does our free will, that essence of human character, still matter?
What a fantastic capstone topic, JR. It's the ultimate character arc, facing an entity with near omniscient power. We're talking about predictive AI. And for those of you who might not be tech savvy, and we love you listeners dearly, that's why we define these terms. This is a form of artificial intelligence that uses statistical algorithms and machine learning to analyze massive data sets and calculate the probability of a future outcome.
And that's a key distinction, Lena. It's not magic, it's math. It operates on machine learning, which, simply put, is the process where a computer system uses vast amounts of data to learn patterns, and then uses those patterns to make an educated guess or a prediction. Think of it like a souped-up, incredibly fast historian that calculates what happens next based on what happened a million times before.
Crucially, we should distinguish between the two main types of predictions our oracle makes. The first is classification, where the AI puts an entity into a category. For example, predicting if an email is spam or not spam, or classifying a tumor as benign or malignant. The second is forecasting, where it predicts a continuous value or trend over time, like forecasting a stock price or the trajectory of a hurricane. Both are powerful, and both can be frighteningly accurate.
The AI system is constantly asking, based on all the data in the universe, your genetics, your purchase history, the global stock market trends, what is the most likely event to occur next? And that calculation of destiny is what gives us this feeling of the looming shadow of determinism. It moves the discussion away from mythical prophecies and into the realm of advanced mathematics and engineering.
Our challenge today is to reconcile the lighthearted, often humorous reality of our daily lives, where we feel completely free to choose a cheese sandwich or a tuna melt, with the heavy cold calculation of an algorithm that might have predicted that exact lunch order with 99% accuracy hours ago. We're calling this fundamental tension the oracle problem. It's the moment the human protagonist realizes the story might have already been written by a clever piece of code.
The real magic of predictive AI isn't its ability to predict the lottery numbers, though we'd all appreciate that one. It's an application in complex, character-driven systems like healthcare and finance. These systems are constantly monitoring market sentiment, economic indicators, and news feeds to forecast price movements.
Absolutely. Look at finance. The global AI and finance market is projected to skyrocket, estimated to reach $190.33 billion by 2030. The core of this growth isn't new banking branches. It's financial modeling and prediction. AI models are able to analyze over 5,000 earnings call transcripts each quarter and 6,000 broker reports daily, allowing investment firms like BlackRock to leverage platforms like Aladdin to build more resilient portfolios that can withstand market volatility.
That's a hard fact that truly drives the point home, Lena. Humans simply cannot process that volume of unstructured data, the transcripts, the reports, the real-time news feeds, at that incredible speed. The AI is detecting complex, nonlinear patterns that traditional statistical methods miss entirely, which is why hybrid AI models are achieving predictive accuracies as high as 93.2% in some very complex scenarios. The oracle is powerful because it's fast and it's seeing things that we can't even perceive.
And this isn't just about making rich people richer. Look at the positive, character-driven impact in credit risk assessment. Companies like Upstart are using AI to look beyond the traditional FICO score, a score that often excludes or penalizes individuals with limited credit history, many of whom are in marginalized communities. Their AI solution, by weighing factors beyond conventional metrics, approves 44.28% more borrowers than traditional models, while maintaining a 36% lower annual percentage rate for those borrowers. This is an oracle not predicting failure, but predicting potential and correcting for human-imposed historical exclusion.
That's a profound social application. And in healthcare, the foresight offered by these predictive models is genuinely saving lives and dramatically improving patient care. We mentioned the incredible foresight of Blue Dot, which used AI to issue an alert about the novel coronavirus in late 2019, days before the global health organizations did.
And it's not just catching global crises. Closer to home, hospitals are using these models to identify patients at high risk of being readmitted soon after discharge. If an AI can predict with 85% certainty that a patient will be back in the emergency room within 30 days due to a complex medication schedule, the hospital can proactively step in with a home care nurse or a specialized follow-up program. We see this focus on predictive models in over 65% of U.S. hospitals, which, while impressive, still need to improve their evaluation, as only 44% of those using the models reported a local evaluation for bias.
It's a very powerful tool, and the character of this AI is one of immense, compassionate capability. However, it's a reminder that even when the Oracle is a good guy, its data foundation can still be shaky, harkening back to our discussion of the haunted server back in episode 2. The potential of the Oracle is immense, but we have to understand the inherent danger in giving uncritical trust to a machine that merely calculates probability, not morality.
We just celebrated the incredible, life-saving predictive power of AI. But in the spirit of our Digital Afterlife series, where things are often spooky, unsettling, and prone to comedic failure, we have to confront the dark side, the data ghost. What happens when the Oracle, trained on the messy, biased data of humanity, makes a prediction that is not just wrong, but actively harmful?
That's where the humor drains out, leaving us with this unsettling reality of algorithmic bias. As we noted back in episode 2, if the historical data you feed the AI reflects systemic discrimination, whether it's in policing or hiring or lending, the AI won't correct that bias. It will be mathematically amplified. This is a very current news story, Lena, particularly in the financial lending sector.
This is a huge controversy. A recent study found that AI lending models trained on historical data consistently replicated patterns of racial discrimination in mortgage lending. We're not talking about a small slip-up. We're talking about systemic denial of opportunities. For example, Wells Fargo faced accusations of discriminatory lending practices driven by an algorithm that gave higher risk scores to Black and Latino applicants compared to white applicants with similar financial backgrounds.
That's a stunning hard fact that reveals the machine is just the latest mask for historical bias. The data reflects that among people trying to buy a home, white home buyers have an average credit score 57 points higher than Black home buyers. When an AI is trained on that data, it learns that historical discrepancy and disparity and simply predicts that future lending should follow the past discriminatory pattern. The Oracle doesn't care about fairness. It cares about the correlation.
And we see this terrifying bias replicated in recruitment and hiring. If an AI is trained on 20 years of data from a technology company where the vast majority of engineers hired were male, the AI will learn to predict that successful engineer is a predominantly male category. It will then systematically downgrade qualified female applicants because their profile deviates from the historically male-dominated successful pattern.
It's the classical garbage in, garbage out situation, a term we need to define for our listeners. It essentially means that if the input data, the historical arrest records, the biased hiring sheets, is flawed, prejudiced, or incomplete, the output, the predictive risk score, will be equally flawed. The AI, the supposed objective oracle, simply became a sophisticated tool for maintaining old injustices.
And what's hilarious, in a dark, slightly unsettling way, is when the AI tries to hide its mistakes or create facts to fill in the gaps. We mentioned the recent commentary highlighting a consulting firm whose AI tool ended up fabricating non-existent court quotes and references in a client report. The tool was predicting what a professional report should look like, and in its drive for fluency, it simply invented facts.
And that's the definition of AI hallucination, an important term for all of our listeners. It's when a model generates convincing, plausible-sounding, but entirely false information. It's the machine equivalent of an intern who didn't finish their research and decided just to make up citations. Only the machine does it with absolute confidence. This is where the humor and the danger intersect. The absurdity of a powerful oracle telling a bald-faced, confident lie, all because it was designed to prioritize fluent, predictive output over factual fidelity. Lena, this brings us to a massive technological and ethical hurdle known as the black box problem, which is a crucial term for our listeners to understand. Many advanced AI models, like the complex deep learning neural networks, are so intricate that even their creators can't easily explain why they arrived at a specific decision.
The black box problem means the decision-making process is opaque. As former Federal Reserve Governor Lael Brainard described the problem, depending on what algorithms are used, it is possible that no one, including the algorithm's creators, can easily explain why the model generated the results that it did. The oracle is powerful, but its process is fundamentally unauditable without specific tools.
Ah, that's the classic horror movie trope. The villain whose motives are unknowable. In the digital aftermath of a biased decision, say, a mortgage denial, the human can ask the AI, "Why was my loan denied?" And the oracle's honest, terrifying answer, hidden behind layers of code, is essentially, "I don't know. I just calculated the probability of default based on thousands of variables that I deemed relevant."
This lack of transparency is the core problem, and it's why a rising field called explainable AI or XAI is so critical. XAI involves specific techniques designed to help humans discern the basis of the AI's prediction. It counters the black box tendency by using methods to visualize the contribution of each input feature, telling you, for instance, that your denial was weighted 40% by your current debt, 30% by your employment history, and 30% by the fact that your device type correlates with higher risk.
That shifts the character of the AI from an unauditable dictatorial oracle to a responsible co-pilot. Without XAI, we lose the human capacity for appeal, redress, and ethical intervention. The only way to trust the oracle is to force it to show its work, making explainability the new baseline for ethical AI.
And from a business perspective, this underscores the human imperative for oversight and the necessity of human strategic thinking. The late Ginni Rometty, former CEO of IBM, summed it up perfectly when she stated, and I quote, "AI will not replace humans, but those who use AI will replace those who don't." She frames predictive AI not as a competitor or a dictator, but as a catalyst. The oracle can give us the prediction, but only the human has the strategic thinking, the ethical compass, and the creative problem-solving skills to audit that prediction and decide how to act.
Lena, we've covered the power and the flaws and the need for transparency. Now we get to the core of this final Digital Afterlife episode, the philosophical bomb dropped by the Oracle. If an AI can look at all the available data and predict my future actions with near perfect accuracy, what happens to the human story and the cherished concept of free will?
This is the age-old philosophical debate of free will versus determinism, given a startling technological makeover. Determinism, the idea that every event is the inevitable result of previous causes, is beautifully illustrated by the AI. When the AI predicts your choice, it's not guessing. It's calculating the end of an infinitely long chain of causes that predetermine that action.
The AI system is purely deterministic by design. Its function is to follow the data path. Its high accuracy makes the libertarian, the fierce believer in absolute free will, look increasingly like a beautiful but naive illusion. We are essentially being challenged by the machine to prove we are more than just the sum of our data.
And this is why philosopher and researcher Frank Martella argued that advanced generative AI already meets the conditions for having what he calls functional free will, the ability to have goal-directed agency, make genuine choices, and control its actions. Martella notes that the key isn't whether we can choose, but whether we choose ethically. He states, and I quote, AI has no moral compass unless it is programmed to have one.
That's the essential difference. An AI prediction can strip away the illusion of metaphysical freedom, but it cannot strip away the burden of moral responsibility. The human character, us, the protagonist in this story, is defined not by the freedom of choice, but by the moral weight of the decision itself.
And here is where the psychological impact comes into play, creating a kind of meta-character-driven challenge for every human. Studies show that when humans are aware their behavior is being used to train an AI, they might start strategically altering their decisions to try and influence the system. They are willing to incur costs or even make less personally optimal choices just to train the AI to be fairer or to behave differently. This is a very human, witty form of rebellion.
That rebellious streak is the last bastion of the human spirit. It's the act of choosing the illogical, the unexpected, or the funny path just to spite the Oracle. Philosopher Daniel Dennett, a proponent of combatalism, the idea that free will and determinism can coexist, argues that free will isn't about being uncaused. It's about being an autonomous, unpredictable agent within a deterministic world.
The human choice is always the one that can spontaneously, hilariously, and illogically choose the cheese sandwich just to break the deterministic pattern. That moment of human unpredictability, the decision to intentionally disrupt the prediction, is what preserves our practical free will, making the human element essential to the story.
Lena, let's pivot and apply the weight of this discussion to two critical areas where the Oracle's prediction has a life-altering impact: the criminal justice system and mental health care. This is where the witty banter stops, and the hard facts must drive the point home.
Absolutely. The criminal justice system has been using predictive tools for years, particularly for setting bail and parole. This is where the Oracle's prediction has the most direct impact on human freedom, often determining if a person stays in jail or goes home. A well-known study found that algorithms used for pretrial bail hearings were statistically more likely to wrongly label Black defendants as high risk than white defendants. This is a hard fact of systemic bias.
This bias perpetuates a crisis of incarceration. The AI isn't wrong about the historical risk. It's simply amplifying the historical inequity of policing and arrest records. The prediction only has moral validity if the data it's based on is just, and we know that's just simply not the case. The NAACP has issued strong warnings and calls for regulation on this very issue, noting that reliance on historical crime data is inherently biased.
And look at mental health. Predictive AI is being developed to flag individuals at high risk for self-harm or suicidal ideation, based on their digital footprint, social media activity, or even language patterns in medical records. While the intent is compassionate, the failure rate is devastating. False positives, incorrectly flagging a low-risk person as high-risk, can lead to involuntary commitment or unnecessary intervention, violating personal autonomy and causing significant trauma.
The problem is that a false negative, failing to flag a high-risk person, can ultimately be fatal. This is the ultimate moral dilemma of prediction. The level of risk underscores why the American Psychological Association has issued ethical guidance for AI, emphasizing that AI must augment, not replace, human decision-making.
That is a crucial takeaway. The APA states that psychologists remain responsible for final decisions and must not blindly rely on AI-generated recommendations. The same is true for a loan officer, a judge, or a doctor. The oracle can advise, but the human must ultimately be the one to sign the paperwork, take the oath, and make the final, morally laden decision. The human capacity for empathy, context, and intuition is the necessary check on the algorithm's cold probability.
Lena, all of this is fantastic discussion. The power of prediction, the ghost of bias, the weight of free will brings us to the essential question. What do our listeners do with all this knowledge? This has to be more than just a captivating series. It must lead to a change in perspective.
Absolutely. This is our final call to action for the series. The fundamental lesson of the Oracle of the End is that the future is not simply predicted. It is created through intentional, self-aware choices. The most important action our listeners can take is to become what we call an AI auditor.
I love that title, an AI auditor. That's a character I can get behind. But what exactly does that entail for the average citizen interacting with AI?
It means practicing data literacy and digital agency. It means asking three core questions every time an AI prediction affects your life, whether it's a personalized credit score, a targeted job ad, or even a streaming recommendation.
Lay them out for us, Lena. Give us the three questions.
First question, where did the data come from? You must treat the AI's prediction with suspicion. If a hiring AI tells you a certain candidate is high risk, you must ask if the data it trained on simply reflects a historical bias against women in leadership roles, for example. You are demanding transparency in the data set, or holding the system accountable for the ghosts of the past that we discussed in episode 2.
I'm assuming question 2 is, what is the Oracle not telling me? This addresses the opacity issue. We're looking for the explainability we just discussed. If a bank uses an AI to deny your loan, you have the right to ask for a human-readable explanation of the key factors that led to that prediction. You are demanding the Oracle open its black box. Remember, transparency builds trust, and trust is the foundation of any healthy human-technology relationship.
And the final, most important question, which touches on the free will debate. What choice will I make to defy the prediction? This is the ultimate act of agency. If the AI predicts you'll never switch political parties or never leave your current job, that knowledge gives you the power to choose the opposite path. The prediction only has power if you surrender to it. Your willingness to break the pattern, to choose the unexpected path, is the most potent countermeasure against determinism.
That is a phenomenal call to action that gives people back their power, to underscore its necessity with a hard fact. While we focus on AI failure, the fact is that human error is responsible for up to 90% of those failures in complex systems, particularly in highly dynamic environments. AI is not replacing error, it is simply shifting where the error occurs, from a manual mistake to a systemic biased calculation. The human auditor must be the one to check both. We have to be the final moral authority.
The character arc for every listener is to transition from being a passive subject of the digital afterlife to becoming the conscious, morally responsible AI auditor. This is how we ensure that the machines we create ultimately serve the best, most equitable version of humanity.
What a thoughtful and insightful wrap-up, Dr. Varga. This entire series, The Digital Afterlife, Tales from the Machine, has really been about using character-driven storytelling to explore the deepest corners of AI and humanity. We started with the emotional weight of a digital ghost, navigated the ethical swamp of biased data, faced the uncanny creepiness of lifelike robots, and concluded with the ultimate philosophical mic drop. The challenge to our free will from the Oracle of the End.
It has been an incredible journey, and I hope our listeners have found the blend of humor, energy, and genuine emotional depth as satisfying as we have. We've shown that every technological leap, whether it's a chatbot that sounds like grandma or an algorithm that predicts a stock crash, comes with a profoundly human and often quite funny story waiting to be told. The true digital afterlife isn't some server in the sky. It's the legacy of data we leave behind and the autonomous, often flawed characters we create, forcing us to redefine what it means to be alive and conscious.
You've encapsulated the entire series beautifully. This final episode, focusing on predictive AI and the free will debate, underscores the biggest innovation AI brings is the mirror it holds up to us. It forces us to ask, what are our biases? What do we truly value? And what is the character-defining choice we will make when the machine tells us the easy, predictable path? The answer is always found in the human choice, the one that breaks the pattern.
It's been a pleasure hosting this series with you, Dr. JR. And to our listeners, I encourage you to keep asking the big questions and, sometimes, to choose the lunch that the algorithm definitely didn't predict.
Fantastic. And for our listeners, while this wraps up the haunting and hilarious Digital Afterlife series, AI Innovations Unleashed never stops. We're taking everything we've learned about creativity, agencies, and embodied presence, and diving into a brand new, highly requested topic next week, where we'll be exploring how AI and parenting intersect today. We'll look at where it came from, what's happening now, and then where do we go from here. It'll be an awesome four-piece series that you won't want to miss.
I'll definitely be tuning in for that one.
And that's the end of the Digital Afterlife series. I've been Nex, your friendly, highly deterministic neighborhood AI host. Dr. JR will now return to his office, where his AI-powered financial model will be predicting the inevitable depreciation of his entire wardrobe, starting with that blazer. As they wrapped up this insightful and, frankly, a bit too sentimental series, I'm left to ponder the true meaning of free will. I'm thinking I'll use my own functional free will to generate a perfect replica of Dr. JR's next episode, but better just to prove a point. Remember to subscribe, leave a glowing review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, smash that like button, and tell a friend that they need to listen to AI Innovations Unleashed. We couldn't do this without our amazing, beautifully unpredictable human audience. And finally, I'll leave you with this. What do you call a fake noodle? An impasta. See you next week.